We are. It's a Thursday, and some of you are like, "Where's this? Where's the slop?"
Oh no! Where's my episode?
Where is it?
Where's my episode? I'm having an episode.
Fuck, dude.
Could I have a quitamania on a tortilla with the depression?
That's how millennials talk. That's how them millennial Latinos be. I'm just kidding. Sorry, guys. But
sorry, everybody. We don't mean this. It's just a joke.
Yeah, it's just messing around.
It's just, it's just having a good time. I saw one of those like grippy sock vacation type ladies posted like, "Guess who's off her meds?" And then was like walking around her house, and there was like dog piss, and like food, you know, like pizza boxes, and you know, like. Just like dog shit. Like, it just looked like she had been killing people in there. And I really want to do like I want to grab these people by the shoulder and be like, you can be a crazy person. Like, you can be profoundly sick. You know, like, there are some people who are too sick to even know what's going on anymore, and they need help, and that's okay. But if you have the wherewithal to make a little video and you're like, "Guess what, girlies? Mama's off her meds," and then like make a little cute video of yourself where you're like dancing around your apartment to like The Garden or something. You don't. To me personally, you should be killed. I don't think you should be killed, but I think you should be like, you'd have to wear a big dunce cap that you can't take off, and it's made of like titanium, and it weighs like 80 pounds. It like weighs your head down, so you have to walk around in shame. You know what I mean? Like it's not cool.
See, I went through a stage where my dorm was like that. It was just horrible because I never had anybody in there, and I had like it was one of those suite type things where everybody has their own tiny room.
So
and when my moment of awakening was when the fire marshal came to inspect everybody's dorms, and I got the text, and then I got the knock at the door. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to just be asleep. How about that? I'm going to be asleep and he won't come in here. And he did.
Yeah, they go. Yeah, they have.
And I pretended to still be asleep. And I overheard him being like, "This is a massive fire hazard. He needs to. There is no. This is not healthy."
Yeah.
And then he like made my other roommates look in there, and I still had my eyes closed. And I was just like, in my head, I was like, "Damn, he's wired. Come on now." That other guy had three extension cords plugged into each other off like one of those surge protectors. Why aren't you mad at him? And then he left, and I thought, "All right, I win." And then I turned to close the door, and I realized that I was in the nude.
Yeah, okay.
But I was under the covers.
Uh-huh.
A little bit, but I realized that probably the top 20% of my ass cheeks, I had it like pulled up. I thought I had it pulled up higher than I did. I had just been drinking since that morning. So like in my head, I was like, "He's going to see me snug as a bug and say, 'Oh, he's sleepy. His room looks good.'"
And it looks safe from fire for sure.
Dude, so what I used to do was I would go to racetrack. I would walk to racetrack every night.
Yeah.
And I would fill up the big gulps with iced coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would drink about half of it, and then I would set it on my mini fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And there were like 40 of those. Just old, disgusting, horrible.
Moldy. Yeah.
There was just, I mean, it was legitimately embarrassing. The whole floor covered with clothes and stuff.
Of course, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I kept what I was in one of those stages where you're like constantly getting on different meds, but you're also abusing drugs. So
yep.
I was just like,
yeah.
I thought the CIA was after me. You know, I'm like, mm-hmm. I got bigger shit to deal with. I literally had a zero in every class except for one. I had a 2 in philosophy. Because I made an 8 on the midterm and then didn't take anything else. And I had gained that semester, let me think, I think 45 pounds in a fall semester. I went from 190 to 235 in one semester because I would See, I would eat only churros for lunch because it was the best thing at the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And I'd also done a water fast type thing where I didn't drink water for a few weeks. I would just have beer and Dr. Pepper, and I wanted to see how long my body could take that. And so I looked about 45 and was fat as fuck. Dorm was horrible. I would download Tinder and I'd like, you know, put pictures up and I would say, like, I would put pictures where, like, one would be like from the summer when I like worked at a lumber yard and I was like tan, yeah, I was in shape.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
And
dude,
then they would scroll like twice and I'd have like a recent picture of me like wearing like a Goodwill suit with my belly hanging out and like shotgunning a beer. And I'd be like, yeah, yes. Honestly, like, I think my issue with these dating sites is like, I don't know how to craft the perfect profile. You know what? Like, I would always say that. I'd be like, yeah, I just don't know how to make these profiles right. And it would be like, you would see a fat guy who clearly just smoked weed out of a can. And then my bio would be like, honestly, I really like hiking and I like Rex Orange County. But it's like, I would just lie. I would obviously lie. Be like, I'm a biomedical engineering student and I really love hiking and lifting. I like working out a lot. I do that a lot. I like swimming.
Yeah.
I like the things that you say you like when you're just trying to get pussy and you just like, you just say hobbies that like 30-year-olds have, but you're like 19. So you're like, I like rock climbing, rappelling. Yeah. I like scuba diving.
Fencing. Like,
I like reading books and stuff, but yeah, I remember thinking like, yeah, I fooled them. And then I was looking, my fucking fat, dimply ass cheeks are out and the fire marshal had to see them. And then he got all my roommates to come look at my ass and then, you know,
I absolutely, everyone knows that listens to the show, like, regardless of if you're new or old, like, I literally lived that way my whole life, basically until like I got like a live-in fiance who like demanded of me to not be that way because I'm a child in certain aspects of my life. And I just have a pretty low threshold for like, or a high threshold for filth. Like, I'll live in it. It really doesn't bother me. Not even really indicative of like my mental state at the time. Like, I could have like, everything could be going right for me. I just don't mind like living in meth. It doesn't bother me. But anyway, I remember. My freshman year roommate was Ed. You met Ed. And he would just straight up be like just randomly throughout the day would be like, hey, why are you like this? Like, not unprompted. Like, we're not talking about it. And I'm like, why am I like what? And he would point into a corner and I had like stacked three pizza boxes on four like Lone Star Tallboy cans. And I would have tried to see how many cans I could stack before the pizza box tower like came down. He sleeps in here. We shared a one bedroom like suite. Like, we didn't have our own little room. We shared one. So, dude, like, between at any given moment, he was 4.5, 5 feet from me, and our beds were like this close. And so, like, I would do the shit like that all the time, where I would just like throw beer cans on the floor when I was done with him, and it would like hit his foot. He would be like, hey dude, like, I mean like, I live here too. And I'm like, yeah, I know, man, like, I can see you. And he's like, he doesn't understand that I don't understand what he's trying to tell me, because, you know, you throw a beer can on the floor and it hits your friend in the foot, and he's like, but if you share a space with that guy, he's like, why are you like that? And I'm like, why am I like what? This is where beer cans go. Like, they, when you're done drinking them, like, you're not going to get up and then throw them in the trash. You're just going to throw them on the ground. Where the fuck else would they go? And I remember very, like, distinct moments of, like, when they would come in and do the fire marshal thing. Like, it was, like, almost a perfect line in the sand where, like, Ed's side would be, like, immaculate. He's a very clean guy. And then my side would look like, it would look like I killed myself 3 months ago, but Ed just never got over it. Like, in the room, like, I hung myself, and he's like, I don't want to move any of his shit out, man. He's my friend, you know? Like, just all my clothes, like, there's just cigarette butts, like, in my bed, because I would chain smoke outside of the dorm, and then I would just shove the cigarette butts in my, like, athletic shorts pockets, and then just, like, go back and, like, fall asleep. Beer, you know, beer can bottles and shit like that. Beer bottle caps, whatever. And yeah, fucking the RA would come in to do inspections, and she'd be like, "Which one is your side?" And I'd be like, "Oh, the clean one." That's the clean room. Because Ed would like always be out like skating or whatever, and so we would, one person would have, the way they did their inspections is one person had to be in there to like fill out the form. I remember our RA was this like real fucking ball buster, like, I don't know. Like, the best way I can describe it is, like, imagine a person who really likes the show Girls and doesn't just think it's a good show, but, like, she wants that to be her life.
Yeah.
That's who our RA was. And she was like, who has that side of the dorm? Because they really, really need to get this cleaned up. This is disgusting. And I'd be like, yeah, my roommate's just kind of like going through some stuff. just completely lie.
He has a like, bunch of, he's so weird. He has a picture of me and my girlfriend on his nightstand.
Yeah. He's just honestly like, I'm afraid for my safety because he has all of my stuff on his side. Like it has a labeled laptop that says Jake Rhodes.
I'll be going to like throw my stuff away. He's like, no, throw it on my side.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Like, he has, like, he had, like, a Mexican flag on his side of the dorm. I'm like, yeah, I just really love my heritage. I really love my people. But, like, I don't know. You get older. I guess the reason I brought that, like, all of this being led to the point of, like, at no point during those times of my life did I think that the rest of the world needed to see this. You know what I mean? Like, it was a...
Yeah, like, I wasn't like, dude, this is going to go viral. I was like,
yeah,
I hopefully I fucking die this week. So this is going to be somebody else's problem.
This is not like... This isn't a one-act play. This isn't a theater. Like, this is not a spectacle for, like, the eyes of God and man. This is me... having been raised to be a certain way and then just never making any changes, you know, like my just growing up in a filthy house and then being a filthy person or whatever the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And to turn it into like a, I'm feeling a little manic. It's like, no, you're not. If you did, you'd go get a credit card and you'd buy a moped, or you'd book a $4,000 trip to the Maldives alone, or, you know, you'd like send a bunch of texts to your friends like, I fucking hate you, you're all liars, and you're keeping me down. And then they'd be like, dude, what the fuck? And then like you'd just not talk to anybody for 2 weeks and forget it ever happened. You're not going to make like a music video in it. I mean, I guess you could, but I don't know. I just, again, I feel like us as men, we're way more committed to being insane. We kill people and ourselves, you know, like we take it to the brink. Whereas, you know.
I remember at one point I thought I was just like really down. I thought I was just really depressed.
Uh-huh.
I got to where I was really having a hard time walking. And I thought, man, I'm not like medically obese. You know what I mean? It's kind of weird that I like all my joints are really just inflamed constantly. And my whole body, I've had a headache for like a month, I think.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, you know, that's just kind of how, you know. That's just kind of how it is for everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I got to where I couldn't walk to the cafeteria anymore. And so I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll live off of pudding and Gatorade for a while. And I had a bunch of Keystone in my car. So I just drink room temperature Keystone in my car. And I'd be like, I wish I could eat. Mm-hmm. And it was good. And then I was just kind of had a feeling one day where I was like, I think I'm going to die soon.
Yeah.
So I just drove to my parents' house, and as soon as I walked in, my mom was just like, do you need to go to a hospital? And so she took me to an urgent care, and they said I had a sinus infection, a throat infection, a respiratory infection, and two ear infections. And I just I had a whole body infection somehow that my body was just not even trying to fight off.
You were festering, basically.
I was like, the doctor was like, yeah, I mean, your ears are swollen shut. I'm seeing green and black up your nose. It looks like you can't breathe, and your throat looks inflamed. We're just going to cut your head and chest off and see if it grows back. You know, it was good.
The coolest thing about being that sick when you're like newly out on your own, and even in like a minor way or whatever, is like I would be like that, and I would still smoke a pack a day and drink like 12 beers a day. Like, no, I never let anything like two ear infections and a throat infection and like a respiratory infection or whatever get in the way of like of me just living my life normally. Like I remember I had bronchitis because I did the thing where I had like a cough and I never did anything about it and it just turned into bronchitis. And then I got what the fuck? I got like I think like an inner ear infection or something. I was fucked up, dude. And I go to like the student health center and they give me like medicine or whatever. And then like interesting enough, like later on that day, I'm at the bar across from the campus and the nurse that saw me is there and she's seeing me like shoot J-Mo and like chain smoke and she just like jokingly like was like, hey, you know, probably not good for you. And I'm like, I was like, why? Why would I stop this? Like very aggressive. Why would I? What are you, a doctor? Like, what are you, a nurse that saw me 5 hours ago and gave me fucking like Robitussin and like told me to like drink water and go to sleep tonight? It's not going to get in the way of Wednesday night. This is Wednesday. You know what I mean? This is, I'm 19 years old and I have $14 in my checking account. So, you know, this is party time for me. Trying to figure out like all of the different medicines. Like, I think I told you, like, they put me on that. It's called Depakote. It's like a pretty gnarly, I think it's a mood stabilizer. It's people with bipolar disorder. And it was the shrink that came recommended to me by, like, the free therapist that was at my school I went to. And he just kept it a bill with me and was like, hey, this is going to even you out, but it's really hard on your body. You will gain weight. It is not a matter of some people do. On average, you can expect about 15 to 20 pounds for men. Women's a little bit more. So, hey, you guys got it, you know, pretty light on that one. You know, one of those shrinks that he sometimes tries to do like a tight five. I don't know if you ever had like a funny therapist. They're like, hey, look, it's not as bad for you guys. Anyway, I gained like 50, 60 pounds in the 3-4 months I was on that. My hair would just be, I'd be pulling it out in clumps in the shower. And I like remember going to him and I was like, hey, dude. My penis broke, my hair gone, my body, my belly, super big, my ass, stinky, fat too. Like I would sweat all the time and I would just smell like under your own nuts. Cause it just like increased your body temperature too.
Yeah.
So I just always smelled like if you ever, you know, you after a workout or you sit down on the bench and you get a whiff of your own nutsack and taint and you're like, ah, it's not good. I got to go home and shower. I just smelled like that for like 2 months on this shit. It was just really gnarly.
Beast mode.
So, yeah, to alleviate that, they put me on lithium and Seroquel, the classic stack, the 2-for-2. I remember being pissed off, and when I brought up my complaints to him about Depakote, he was like, well, we did go over the side effects, you know what I mean? Like, and I was like, I know, brother. I'm not complaining that you didn't invent the pill. He's like, well, you did sign the contract, and I'm like, it's not... That's not what I'm mad about.
You said you would take it for the rest of your life, so here we are.
Yeah. It sucks so fucking bad. I hated that shit so much. Did I ever tell you that one time Rich Gay Zach, popular character from the show, we were living together, and he would always come up to me because he'd take anything if he thought it would get him fucked up. And remember one time he was like, hey, how much of your Wellbutrin would I have to take to, like, get high? And I was like, my Wellbutrin? He's like, yeah, like, you take that? And I was like, I have to. It keeps me from, like, you know, wanting to kill myself or whatever. And he's like, oh, well, like, do you ever try to, like, you know, like, you take a bunch of Xanax so you can get high or, like, you know, you get fucked up. And I was like, it doesn't work that way, man. It's an SNRI. It's like... And he was like, well, what would happen? And I was like, you'd have a seizure. You know, you go into serotonin shock. He goes, oh, okay. Well, like 2 years later, we're still living together, and I got put on Seroquel, which like at low doses, like knocks you the fuck out, like just out cold. And I was taking lithium as well, and I was working on a paper for him. I did all of his homework, and he'd pay me. And he like comes up to the door, and he opens it, and he's like, Yaker. Hey, Yaker. And I was like, what's up, Zach? And he's like, so, like, you're sleeping pills. And I was like, mm-hmm. He's like, Seroquel? I was like, yeah. He's like, I don't think they would make me sleepy. Very, like, sassy. I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, I just, I take like a lot of Xanax. I just don't think they would make me very seepy. This is the same guy that called Dilaudid sweet little candy. You know, like just he would just do baby talk to other grown men, and it's amazing that we never saw him as gay like up until he like came out. But anyway, and I was like, Zach, it's like it's designed to make you sleepy at low doses. Like it helps with my sleep because I don't sleep. It's a medication for sleep. It's not just for sleep, but it does do that. He was like, yeah, I just don't think it would make me very sleepy. And I was like, okay, what's going on? Like, what do you want? And he was like, well, will you give me one? And I was like, no, dude. Like, also, leave me alone. Like, I'm writing your fucking senior thesis or whatever the fuck. And he's like, ah, okay. It's like 10 minutes goes by. He comes in with the bottle, and he's like, 10 milligrams. Which was this, you know, the dosage. And I was like, what? And he's like, I don't think 10 milligrams would make, like, somebody like me very, very, very seepy. I think I probably would need more. And I was like, all right, dude, you know what? Take two. I only take one. Take two. And if you don't get sleepy, if you don't get seepy, seepy, I'll knock $100 off your paper. But if you fucking pass out for 16 hours, you got to give me an extra $100. He was like, deal. Very excited. And he takes two, and he goes into his room, and I hear him watching fucking TV. And he like comes into my room, and he sits down on my bed, and I'm at my desk. And he's like, how's paper going, Iker? And I was like, it's fine, you know, it's just politics, whatever. He goes, How's the paper going, Iker? It's like, it's good, brother, you know? And I turn back, and his eyes are like blood red, and he's just like a tetherball, just like doing this. And he goes, thank you for writing it for me. And I was like, you're welcome, man. But you're paying me like hundreds of dollars to do this. You know, it's kind of like our deal, right? Since we met each other freshman year, like you give me a bunch of money, I do your homework, you know. He was like, do you like doing the papers? Like, no, I don't. But it's, you know, I'm good at it, and I go to a private school, and I don't have any money, so it's a win-win for me, you know. Hey, Yaker. Hey, buddy, what's up? I think I'm getting a little sweepy. I would like look back at him, and he's like laying on my bed, like on, which is like whatever. Like it's, you know, it's my roommate, but I he was like in his underwear, and it was the like he was wearing the like the Calvins, because he only wore Calvin Klein underwear, and we just like he was wearing the Calvins that like not the tight fitting ones, but like the sat, like the nice loose ones, and just one of his nuts is like hanging out of his fucking underwear. he was like, do you remember how many of your sweepy pills I took, Yaker? And I was like, you took two. He was like, ooh, I have an 8 a.m. tomorrow. And I was like, are you getting sleepy? And he was like, I'm getting so sleepy, buddy. And I was like, go to bed, man. And then he was like, but if I do that, I lose the bet. It's like, dude, go the fuck to sleep. Like, you took, you know, like you're abusing sleeping meds. It's like not yours. He goes, okay, fine, whatever. And he goes to sleep. He doesn't wake up till like the next night at like 9 p.m. He wakes up and he just thought that he like took a nap, because we were having this conversation at night. And he was like, oh, wow, how long have I been out? And I was like, oh, yeah, 18 hours. He was like, why didn't y'all wake me up? And I was like, oh, we tried. Like, you just were unresponsive. And he was like, how many of your things did I take? I was like, oh, two. And he's like, why did you let me do that? And he would always pull that shit, dude. Like, if he, like, did too much blow or, like, ate, like, 8 sticks, you know, and, like, drank half a bottle of wine, he'd be like, why did you guys let me do that? We're like, you bought the ticket, dude. He took the fucking ride. Like, it's your life. But he, like, loved to just ask, like, it was one of his favorite things to do, is to just ask, like, if you had medicine, like, could it get him fucked up? Like a kid that's, like, you know,
like, you got games on your phone?
Yes, but, like, do you have OxyContin in your medicine cabinet? You know? Shout out to Rich Gay Zach. He's rich and gay.
He's doing pretty good. And he's Zach.
He was just in Mexico, and he was sending us pictures of him. He bought a bunch of Tramadol in Cancun, and was like, this is bullshit. Like last time I was here, I got Oxy. And I was like, what do you need Oxy or like Tramadol for it? He's like, a rainy day. like in the same way that like maybe you and me, like we call into work, we're just not feeling it. Maybe we cracked that first beer open. Like, and by the way, I've been and I've done like, you know, whatever I had. That's how I live my life too. But like, he was like, oh, but he again doesn't understand, you know. He's like, a rainy day. You wouldn't take a couple trammies on a rainy day? I'm like, no, not anymore. Like if I call into work, it's pretty depressing because I work from home. Two, like if I want to play hooky, it's also pretty depressing because again, I don't get anywhere to be. You know, he's like, no, these are just my rainy day trammies. You know, my little sweet treats. And I was like, respect, buddy. We all love you. We'll never stop loving you. You know, but. Whenever you want to go.
I respect anybody who can do that and be like a highly functioning person.
He is incredibly high functioning. It's so fucking
like
crazy.
I couldn't. If I casually did an OxyContin, it would throw off the next 6 months of my life irreparably.
Well, when I made it work for a while. But as life got more complicated, as it tends to do as you get older, like I could no longer keep up anymore. And that's why I had to quit or whatever. And so he'll... You know, like him and another one of our old roommates would be like, yeah, dude, this is fucking stressful, man. I got a new job. I just moved like 1,000 miles away from home. So, I mean, you know, thinking about just like breaking into like the old stash, you know, I got a couple Oxy 80s. And I'm like, yeah, to your point, Thomas, like, oh, let me just break into an Oxy 80. Like in the same way you're like, I've got a vintage wine that I got for like a Christmas party. Like that part of my brain isn't really turned on anymore. It could very easily be turned on. You know what I mean? Like, it very easily could, but...
But you have to keep it shut off. You know what I mean?
You have to. It's imperative that you keep it, like, just at a whisper. Like, just, hey.
Work's been slow. Might have a couple Quaaludes past the time, you know?
Yeah, you know, I've been really thinking about, like... I don't know. I've been fighting a lot, me and the wife, and so... I'm just gonna probably, you know, I'm gonna throw on some It's Always Sunny, you know, get my cozy pajamas, turn my phone on Do Not Disturb, and throw a couple speedballs at me. You know what I mean? just get nice and just fucking just die a little. Ain't nothing like dying a little. Ain't that right, baby?
Ain't that right?
Do you wanna see my nuts? I'm so happy.
Sorry. Go
ahead. It's okay.
I didn't even know what the riff was going to be. I just thought of the rhythm, and then I was, you know, I was going to say maybe, mother, tell your children not to serve my cunt or something like that. Maybe, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Now that's fine. Again, this is the world.
I don't know.
Is our oyster, mother? Tell your children not to clean their plate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell your children not to eat their peas. Carrots. Broccoli. tell your green beans to get off my corn.
Yeah, I was still doing the gay slang thing, like, oh, she ate, like, no crumbs left on the plate, but I really, it's fine, and wonderful.
I was just going to name off different vegetables that I could think of, if I'm being honest. I didn't have anywhere to, that didn't have much.
Rhubarb, it is tasty in a baked pie.
Radish. tough potatoes, not to turn up. I was gonna say eggs. That's not a vegetable. Jesus Christ! Neither are potatoes. I don't know if turnips are either.
It's a tuber.
It's a tuber. I don't know if turnips or radishes are either. I don't know shit. But
I'm dumb as fuck.
What are carrots?
Yeah,
that's a vegetable, right? It's a root vegetable. No, it's not. It's just a. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a root vegetable.
I don't fucking know anything.
Who gives a shit anymore?
I was gonna Google what is a carrot. That I act like I'm smart. I was about to pull up Google and say, what is a carrot? It is insane that I've been hired for. I got into university on a scholarship. They let me in. I mean, I didn't pass, but why did they let me in?
It's like,
what is a carrot? Like, what would I fucking, what's it going to tell me? A carrot is a vegetable that's orange. And then I go, oh, okay, that's what I thought. Worst case scenario, it's a completely different, now I have to check it, you know, what is
Yeah, no, I get it, yeah.
Carrot. ask children.
Asking Google what a carrot is.
I accidentally said what carrot.
What carrot?
It's a root vegetable. Okay, typically, typically orange in color. Though heirloom variants include purple, black, red, white, and yellow cultivars exist.
I've had a purple carrot before. Pretty good.
The wild carrot, Daucus carota, is native to Europe and southwestern Asia. One serving of carrot is one medium. And can I have one medium? By that, obviously, I mean a carrot. 61 grams, please.
Have you seen? I went on Uber Eats in favor the other day. It just reminded me. A lot of the companies are using the AI to write their like food descriptions, and then just like saying fuck it and like not doing any, like, so it'll be like Southwest burger made with wonderful, delicious. They're just doing Chinese AI Thomas, but like, wonderful, delicious cheese draped over beef bison patty under two buns. That is how a burger is made. And when you eat it, you think for certain that it is a beef burger. It's completely fucking sick. I don't know why you would describe a carrot as having, like, is that from Wikipedia? Like, why it's a medium?
I was looking at the nutrition facts of carrot, and it said serving size, one medium, 61 grams. Potatoes are also a vegetable, apparently.
Fucking piss. God damn it.
Jesus Christ. My Tuber. God. It's a starchy-ass vegetable. Hell nah. You can tell potatoes are starched because they're firm as hell.
Bro, potato is a tuber. What you reading?
I looked up, is potato veggie on Google? And it said potatoes are the most widely produced vegetable in the U.S.
What are examples of tubers? The most well-known tuber is a potato. Tubers,
yeah, it is a tuber. It's also a vegetable. I think vegetable is a pretty broad category. Veggie definition.
Tubers help plants perinate and provide energy and nutrients.
Veggie. Veggie means a vegetable.
Hillary. Tubers help plant perinate and provide energy and nutrients, Hillary. And are a means of asexual reproduction. I love sexually reproducing.
apparently, fruits are also vegetables. I didn't know that shit either.
Apparently, spaghetti is also fucking green beans. I had no goddamn idea.
No, that's what it says. The serving size for a vegetable is half a cup. Can I have half a cup of vegetable, please?
I've got Google pulled up, but I want to read you the trending searches. Little Caesar's Pizza Crazy Puffs. Elon Levy, British Israeli spokesman. Fortnite Midas vending machine. Alabama bill diversity. Pig kidney transplant. Ozempic pregnancies. Hold on. And then my favorite two. My favorite combo is right here. Cosmos persona quiz, personality quiz, directly under it, Israel Gaza ceasefire. Like, I wonder what kind of person I am, and I wonder if they're going to get this thing sorted. I need to figure out where I lie.
So I just went on this forum real quick. I don't really know where I am. And I love this question here. I don't like vegetables. Is there a good substitute? In parentheses, healthy tuna bread. I'm looking for a vegetable, but maybe something that's also tuna and bread.
Yeah. Basically, what I need is a fillet of fish, but like
is
healthy.
A tuna melt a vegetable? Is that does that work?
Is
it's healthy. It's healthy. It's tuna. It's bread. And then somebody responds, if you really want to improve your health and it means that much to you, you will do whatever it takes. And yeah, Of course it will stink for the first week or so, but once you start seeing those results, you'll be so glad you did change.
Wait, of course it will stink?
About trying a vegetable?
Oh, I thought they were just saying in general, like, it will. Like, what is it?
Yeah, also, you know, yeah, the original stink. The original poster was Dog Lover 29.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Welcome to the Vegetable Haters Club. LOL. All I can say is there are supplements out there that does have the same basic nutritions in them as some vegetables. I take one. Nice. I love people who hate vegetables. I think that's so cool that that trait has survived. I get it when you're a kid, you know, but if you get older and you start eating better food, like when you eat vegetables that are cooked well, you're like, oh, I get it now. You know what I mean?
One of Ashley's brothers is like a, you know, he's like a Houston, like, you know, he's grown and family man now, but you just, he's like a tough guy, like, you know, tough guy, like, you know, grew up in South Houston, all that fun stuff, whatever. And he also, like, hates vegetables, and he only really likes to eat the steak fingers that you get from, like, the frozen ones, like Walmart, and he loves, like, Easy Mac cups. He only drinks Twisted Tea, too, but he also is, like, an insanely intimidating guy, which is, like, to me, what makes you way scarier, like, as a person, you know what I mean? If you're, like, not taking care of your body. If you're just eating, like, baby food. I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks one time. I fear the man who eats baby food. Like, fucking lifts
big suitcase. I just found an old forum thing about whether potatoes are good for you. Resident herbivore checking in. Potatoes are not particularly good for you. Very starchy. What you want is a nice kale hybrid, e.g., tender stem broccoli / broccolini, in parentheses, kale plus brock, or kalette, kale plus sprout. Highly nutritious and delicious, plus you're eating a man-made abomination that is against God's plan. I love forums.
I like to read about the, if you ever, go and read all of the, like, reviews for, like, the supplements that Joe Rogan, like, pitches. Like the Alpha Brain. Good. Got one here, one star by Caroline a month ago. Caused loss of ability to speak and motor function. One star. About an hour after I took the two capsules, as instructed by Anna and Joe Rogan, I thought I needed to go to the hospital. I was trying to articulate something to my husband, and I could barely form a sentence beyond frightening on its all on its own. Muscles all over my body started to periodically twitch to the point where I needed to lay down in the fetal position. I eventually also experienced nausea. Yeah, apparently this shit just kills, like, a lot of the people that it takes, or it makes puts them in the hospital.
Here's a review from Linda. This is for the memory and focus one. One star. Beware. After hearing this advertised on Joe Rogan, I ordered the product. On the day I took it, I took no other supplements, only the Alpha Brain. Within an hour and a half, the nausea started, and a half hour later, I was throwing up, dizzy, lightheaded, and nauseated for the next 6 hours. Another bizarre side effect was it made my tongue feel swollen and thick. Was really disappointed to discover this product is not returnable on Amazon.
Wait, sorry. This is from Christoph. Aloha Brain works. Maybe a little too much. I took two capsules before bedtime, and the next day I remember what I dreamt about. F-16 fighter pilot. let me see. What else? I believe if you're thinking of this supplement as the movie we all watched at one point or another, Limitless, then you're wrong. This supplement work with the ideal goal in mind that it boosts your brain energy to the next level, but in turn, it's still your motivation and ability. To keep going forward in life, changes will happen without you knowing. So this guy takes Alpha Brain and then starts dreaming about fighter pilots. And then, I guess, just types up a bunch of fucking, like, motivational speeches.
Here's from Denise. Decided to try this for brain fog, etc., as I like to try new nootropics here and there. Turns out it made me so sick I had to cancel gym and dinner plans. I'm still stuck on the couch in agony, dizzy, and spending my evening in the bathroom vomiting. Not to mention there was never a mental benefit unless you count the headache and twitching eye. Seriously disappointed. There are far better products without these crazy debilitating side effects. Excuse me while I return to the bathroom.
I want to let... I love that people take this shit because it's on Rogan and it just makes you sick and like tweaky. This guy starts his off with a quote from philosopher of language, Wittgenstein. The limits of my words are the limits of my world, Wittgenstein. I lift words, brah. Over last 15 year, have been on top shelf Nutroix regimen and place acute premium on Lucid Recall, future Delens on it. Anecdotally, over a fortnight, Alpha Brain most efficacious and merits positive feedback. And if cruising in fourth gear isn't head soaring enough, I'm looking forward to sampling fifth gear blue label line for that special undertaking. Screenplay? There are moments akin to the Ford and Ferrari scene where driver Ken Miles, number one from Ford, has to slow down and let distant number two and three cars catch up so they can all cross finish line at once. Savvy. Consider being superior to your former self. We could all do better. And then the same quote from Wittgenstein again at the bottom. I like how he like starts off with a philosopher and then this is the most like fucking like unintelligible word salad a man could type of all time.
Here's a review for InfoWars Life DNA Force Plus Energy okay. Optimizer with COQ10 and BioPQQ.
Okay.
1 star. Gave my wife lead poisoning.
Fuck yeah, dude. 1 star. My wife fucking died, dude. Okay, let's see. We're going down some more.
I just found a promising supplement because it has 2/3 5-star reviews and 1/3 1-star reviews and nothing in between.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, never mind. My bad. This kind of never mind. It was just a very little used product. So my bad on that.
No worries. That's okay. We're fine. This has turned into a review episode. Sometimes they're stinkers. Sometimes they don't matter at all. Let me see.
I'm gonna find Rhino Pill reviews.
Yeah, please go.
See. Oh, this is going to really be awesome for my Amazon algorithm, now that I think about it. Oh, yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah, my shit was fucked for a while, and I was on my work email, which was badass.
I think they removed all the 1-star reviews on this. 1-star only. Yeah, they none of the, despite the fact that 34% of the reviews are 1-star, you cannot see any of them. So that's good.
So you can't see any of the Rhino?
No, not for this one, but it might be an unauthorized dealer also.
Okay. Well, I want to read the ones for the girls that they take. I forget what it's called. I think Pretty Kitty. What is it called? Pink Pussycat. There we go.
Pink. Women take a Pink Pussycat?
Yeah, have you never heard of it? It's like the girl version of the Rhino pills. I guess it's supposed to make your shit like fucking bouncier. I don't fucking know, but... Pink Pussycat reviews.
Penis enhancement. Let's see. Penis enlarge oil, large size. Thicker, longer, stronger. Okay, I got a good feeling about the reviews on this one.
Shit, hold on. Dude, this is badass. Pink Pussycat contains hidden drug ingredient from the Food and Drug Administration. FDA laboratory analysis confirmed that Pink Pussycat contains sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. I didn't know the girls could even take that stuff. What did this one have to say about it? Took an hour for it to kick in per the instruction. For me, I started feeling a little tingle in my clit, but I was not aroused.
Okay. So this item is called, this is the name on Amazon. extra strength, men, male, enlarger oil, natural dick growth oil, crazy life oil extension growth, men 10 milliliters, male enlargement oil, increased size 10 milliliters by crazy life. 1 star. Do this product, makes large and big work.
Well, I got to sign in here. So, 1 second.
Another one on the same product. 5 stars. Don't like bad product.
Wait, was this for the oil one?
This is the same one. 5 stars. Bad product. Don't like.
Bad product. Don't like. This Pink Pussycat Liquid Shot from Zenful Pleasures. Made my shit purr like a kitty. Had heightened sensations. Big desires. And then it says here. Hold on. I'm scrolling down. I was hungry for it. Jeez, lady. Ew, dude. No, dude.
Respect.
That's so nasty.
Okay, this is for Max Man Enlarging Essential Oil. Mm-hmm. 1 star. Do not buy this. The instructions make no sense as they were obviously translated from another language to English. Mm. Extremely greasy and smells terrible. Also, it just does not work or do anything at all, period. I wouldn't use this as a massage oil either. Okay for jelking, I guess.
Yeah. Good for gooning, awesome, but not so much for actually having sex with a woman. I wouldn't recommend it for trying to have sex with a lady or even a man or like a different type of lady. But for jelking and gooning, it was perfect for me.
This arrived in a small box with the lube and a small dropper bottle. Mm. Honestly, I can do much better with the tried and true vacuum penis pumps. But this was about as good as straight MCT oil.
MCT oil? Oh, yeah. Okay, I know. All right. Let's see here. More. Let's go to reviews. There's one called Zagra, and it's a zebra. And he looks horny. That's pretty sick.
Top review, 5 stars. La salud. Si me agrada.
Si me a- Wait, what?
Yes, I like it.
Oh, okay.
Or it pleases me.
Oh, okay. Like there we go. All right.
That guy, God bless him. I love it when people post penis growth reviews under their full government name.
And their profile picture is like of their family or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So awesome.
Let's see. No reviews on men's vacuum pump sports massager. All right. That's too bad. This is going to be a pretty bad. It's going to be rough for me on Amazon for a while here, yeah. But I do it for you guys.
I want to say this into my laptop's computer that my shit does work, and I don't.
Mine works
stuff.
Sometimes, too, so let's see.
Jet Black 9000 Male Enhancer. I love the names of these fucking things. 7800 Male Power. Rhino Pills Men. Gear aisle. Why is this on the steroids section? Let me see. Yes. What the fuck?
Find some penis pump reviews.
Like, for real, if you have major limp noodle-itis and are afraid to get that blue pill from the doctor, I highly recommend any of the Rhino 69 400,000s or up. It's a fat-ass pill, but it made my dick harder than the North Korean border trying to leave. I swear up and down that this motherfucker also had my dick grow an extra inch. Do some research on the Rhino 69 line from Promotion Chance 1148. Response, where you get it? From the store. I love that. That's so awesome.
1 star on this penis pump. Painful. Oh, dude, this one's awesome. There's a penis pump that sucks your penis way too hard and, like, hurts your penis and then dies forever. This is nice.
Dies forever.
If only I could find a way to deal with the pain and the inevitable edema due to the too high suction. In fact, the edema gets so bad that it causes me to have to take days off from pumping, which inhibits my progress. Do not buy this. It's too painful to deal with.
Inhibits my progress.
So there are some serious issues with it. Number one, the suction, even on the lowest setting, is way too strong. The recommended pressure by most experts is right around 100 max, or negative 100. I think this is PSI.
Oh,
this
yeah,
thing goes up to negative to 136.
Wait, hold on. So the penis pump, the vacuum, is sucking your penis with 100 PSI?
I have no, I don't know. I, it just says it doesnn't have a unit of measurement.
Oh, okay. That is where I was like, that is that's maybe insane, dude. Putting your dick in a vacuum?
I mean, that's what they're doing. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it's like, but that's like a lifted truck tire. Right, so I don't know.
It's like the suspension that you'd throw on an old Ranger or something.
Yeah. Unless you position it perfectly and don't get any lube on your balls, they will get sucked in or smashed against the base of the cylinder so hard that the pain is unbearable. Three, even when you manage to position it right, the pain of the over-the-top suction is something to behold.
Jeez.
I do interval pumping, 5 minutes on, 1 to 2 minutes rest, and those 5 minutes on are excruciating. Four, and this should be a problem for most of our listeners, the cylinder is only 8 inches long. So if you're like me or longer, you'll have very little space to get any bigger before you top out. Dude, if your penis is 8 inches and you're putting it in a suction to get it bigger, fucking relax, man.
Dude, accept what God gave you, you fucking useless cocksucker.
Oh, my stupid 10-inch penis won't get any bigger. Shut up. All right, you're fine. Get a real hobby.
Yeah, oh my God. Some men fucking don't. You're sucking a gift horse by his dick. That's fucking unfair. Some guys have all the goddamn luck. Rhino pills make you hard? Is Rhino the same as what the gas station?
One star. Would not shut off while sucking. If I could add a D-pick, I would. Left me with 3 messed up bruises and messed up vessels. Did not shut off on level 4. Not even the valve would release. This guy got sucked in a penis-sucking nightmare. The worst penis suck of all time. Yeah, all these guys are saying their penis got bruised up and destroyed and they couldn't turn it off and it just sucked their penis to death and exploded it. This is awesome.
First sexual experience was Viagra. My hubby was harder than typical and actually fuller and thicker. Yeah. Which he really doesn't need, but it was fun. The part where it gets beyond the snake oil, though, he was noticeably bigger at rest, in quotations, like a drag car for about 3 days. Basically a partial chub at all times. That sounds annoying. If you're just like 60% hard for like 3 days, a week, I think I'm all right. Do gas station dick pills work?
Pump is horrible. In under 5 uses, it started cracking.
Yes, dude. Oh, my God. What's what's the name of the fucking dildo that lays eggs in you? What's that thing?
I brought that up at work the other day, and everybody thought I used it.
Yeah, yeah. How'd the guys think about
that?
Brought
it up at work.
What'd they have to say about it?
It one star. It was bad. Sucked my stuff in, and I couldn't pull it out. Really screwed myself up.
By what?
On the this is still on the same penis pump.
Okay.
He got his shit stuck in there, and it hurt him up real bad.
I am the ovipositor. There we go. Very good. Let's see. No, I don't want to read Amazon reviews. I want to read reviews of the ovipositor. Stretched by alien eggs. Ovipositor reviews.
This other guy is saying that he had to separately buy a magnifying glass to read the instructions on the penis pump because he couldn't read it. It was too small. So he separately bought a magnifying glass and looked through it like Sherlock Holmes to get his penis bigger and purple.
Very, so very, cool. Very cool. That is very awesome. I would like to read. I want to read the reviews of the dildo that lays big alien eggs in your butt. No reviews.
All right. I'll just go on to a regular dildo for now, and we can... Just looking at a huge... Yeah, my neighbor can see my computer from his window, but it's okay. I'm secure enough in the man I am.
Nobody...
Let's see. Yeah, this is for a 17... I don't know how... what a normal cost is, but this is $17. Seems like a pretty good deal, honestly. And it's got pretty good reviews.
Oh, God. I don't... Ugh. Man, dude. No, I don't even want to... Dude, some people... I'm king-shaming this, dude. That's not... Ugh. I don't even want to read this, dude. That's fucking gross.
I'm sorry.
Thomas, would you like me to read it out loud to you?
Sure.
I'll read it in Hank voice. I'll make it better. So, all the positors. My partner and I recently discovered we have a shared fantasy of playing with an ovipositor, one of them sex toys that lays gelatin eggs inside you, for those unfamiliar with the word. We got it yesterday, immediately made some gelatin, filled the molds, and left them to set. Come 6 p.m. today, they've had long enough to set, and it's time to take a quick trip to the bedroom. Let me tell you, the porn that exists about these toys did not prepare us for the experience in the slightest. First off, are you listening, Thomas? Don't close your ears. We lubed up that toy and I slid it in her. It's pretty girthy, but nothing extreme. So far, it's a pleasantly large toy. So far, so good. Then I put an egg into it. Lubed it up. It slipped in pretty easily, but it was still in the part of the toy not quite inside of my wife. All right, let's see.
All
right. Moving on. So in goes two eggs, and now three. Now the first one is slipping into her. And as it does, it gets very girthy indeed. She's making pleasant noises. The eggs are going where they should, and everything is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm not done. Now she starts going crazy, Thomas. I'm working my ass off, but it's still great. I get one more egg in her, and the other two are broken up inside the toy. Still, oh boy, is she having a blast, and I'm loving this experiment. I begin milking some of the broken bits through the toy into her body. And I finish with a larger egg that we also had a mold for. That didn't fit through the toy, but at this point it slipped into her so easy because she's ready for more eggs. What'd you think of that, dude? What'd you think of that fucking shit, man? I got so at much
least,
more
at
for
least,
it.
At least they had a good time.
They start melting.
You, can you send me a link for where the fuck on the internet are you? Because I've been Googling ovipositors like crazy and I can't fucking find it.
Damn it. The eggs start melting and running out of her. Bah! Over everything. I'm covered in this thick goop from the wrist down on both hands. I also managed to get it all over my belly button and both my thighs when I was trying to get the ovipositor inside of her. Let me tell you, gelatin is basically pulverized bones. Know what else is, or used to be anyway, made this way? Gloop. Yep, once this stuff dries, it's stuck to everything. My thighs are stuck together. My hands are stuck together. I'm stuck to the bed. The skin and my pubic hair is stuck together. It's really thick. It don't dry. But the moment you touch something and it spreads a little thinner, instant cohesion. Do you like that?
Yeah, that was nice. Where are you? I'm looking at Tinga toy reviews right now, but they're kind of tame.
I got into
apparently the Tinga spinner is a great entry-level masturbator that provides complex stimulation through a simple but ingenious stroker design. So I mean, that's nice.
I got the I got into the damn BDSM forum.
Okay. You were already in there, an active member.
Right? Yeah, yeah, I rhyme a mod. Sounds like a good time was had. This is adorable. This is not fucking adorable. You people.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, this is adorable, and alien egg butt is not allowed to be used in the same fucking sentence. Veiny, slick, silicone dragon dick. The eggs can be silicone for vaginal use or for anal use. According to the reviews, gelatin has the advantage of dissolving over time, so they'll just come right out. Whew. Oh, man. The biomechanics of locust ovipositor valves. Oh, that's about science. Okay.
So this is somebody on fetish.com who wanted to build a sex room in their house. They said, what are your... What are the essentials, you know? And it's nice seeing all the different viewpoints. One guy just said dildo, offer nothing else. A band member said me. and this guy had a lot of advice. That's good. He said, it really depends on what kind of play style you have. But big things for most people would be anchor points and an organizational system for... tools, toys, and clothing. I also have dirty bins for toys, towels, sheets, or clothes that need to be cleaned and disinfected. I'm a huge music guy, so my playroom has a great sound system. If you're planning on spending a good deal of time in there, perhaps for aftercare, you might want to create comfortable ambiance with art or lighting. You may also want a mini fridge for easy access to hydration, snacks, or temperature play. Ice cubes, etc. You may want first aid equipment, a 911 tool, safety scissors tool to cut any rope. Also, depending on location, you might want to add soundproofing. Haha. It really depends on how you're planning to use the space. So that's good.
I'm on the website.
I like it when people talk like they're building a deck.
Yeah, You got to get the stain just right because otherwise the rain's going to wash it down. You don't want that in the groundwater.
Yeah.
All right. I'm on the website for the ovipositor. For those who really like eggs, here's the name of some of their products, Thomas. You have the Bork, the Blip, the Glorp, the Krubera, the Splorch, the Bedbug, the Brogoth, the Squick, and the Clyde. Now, Thomas, many of these are mythical animals. Nothing from God's creation, but I'll give you one guess as to the shape of the Clyde ovipositor that lays eggs in you. What animal do you think that would be named after? I'll give you one guess.
I don't know, Jake.
I'm looking at a huge fake horse penis that lays reptilian eggs in your butt, if you so desire.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds good.
I found somebody asked, what's your favorite thing to use as a makeshift dildo? One person said broom handle.
Jesus Christ.
One person said the handle end of a screwdriver, and then a bunch of other people were like, oh yeah, me too. This one lady said beer and wine bottles and Coke cans.
Get the fuck out of here, you big old fucking... No, dude. A screwdriver? Look, fucking Coke can, fine. You fucking...
Also, a bubble sword that's empty, a toothbrush, a fondant rolling pin, a plastic skipping rope handle, Jesus Christ, baseball bat, wiffle ball bat, tennis racket handle, G.I. Joe doll. People are also freezing fruit to use it as dildos, and then they're wrapping it up in paper and stuff or whatever. So that's nice. Good to know that's going on in the world, I guess. I mean, there's worse things going on. To be fair, I am literally on a fetish forum right now. So, I mean, it's not really... I suppose I am going out of my way to see this right now. But
here's a conversation that a guy had with his mom when she found out he was buying gelatin powder to make eggs to shove in his butt. I'll read for both characters. A preamble. To purchase my gelatin powder, I actually had to ask my mom for some help. as in, where would I buy this stuff? I guess I could have asked someone at the supermarket, because when I told her about it, she asked me what I was going to use it for. This was how the discussion went. Me: Mom, I want to buy some gelatin. Not jelly, but gelatin. Mom: what do you want that for? Me: saw a recipe that needed it. Not a lie, they send you a recipe to make the eggs with splorgy, which is a name of alien dildo that deposits the eggs into your butthole. Mom: what kind of recipe? Me: a recipe that needed gelatin. My mom, dot, dot, dot. Me, wondering if my mom had an ovipositor of her own and knew what I was really up to: are you going to tell me, or is it a secret? Mom: a lot of desserts use gelatin powder. Here's where to find it in the supermarket. That's basically over the awkward interlude. The shit's making my... Oh, my God. They show a picture of the egg and the fucking penis.
Nice. So here's a guy named Thomas who is looking for a reliable chastity cage.
Okay.
Because his tip always sneaks out, basically. Oh, okay. And one old guy, I don't know his name, he says, a piercing is the only way to secure a device 100%. Neo Steel is the most secure device available. Although at 600 pounds and up, it's
it's
a British man, I assume, it's not cheap.
Oh, I thought there was like a...
It was the currency.
Okay.
I thought
you were trying to tell me...
I like the idea. You know, I feel like if you're in a chastity cage and you get out, I mean, I guess, you know, I guess I would be in it for the wrong reasons. I'd want to get out of there.
Yeah, you know.
Thank God I can pee now.
Tentacle. You know? Yeah. Okay, oh, man. They got some for ladies, and it's a pile of octopus tentacles that you can rub your cooter on. here's the thing, man. I think I'd rather have my kid be addicted to heroin. I'm sorry, that's mean.
How about this? Mm. This is a guy who wants to get better at sounding.
Ooh.
For those who don't know, that's where you put metal rods into your wiener. Wondering where y'all are in your quest in sounding. Tips, techniques, lubes, etc. I'm currently sounding daily, up to a 10 millimeter. Plateaued at 10 for now.
Jeez, dude,
10 millimeters?
10 millimeters.
That's a centimeter, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Hold on. Because I have a 10 millimeter socket wrench I was just using, and that...
I believe a centimeter is 10 millimeters.
10 millimeter. Oh, my God, dude. No.
This guy's like, why did I plateau at 10 millimeters? I don't know, maybe... I hate to say it. Maybe that's as floppy as your hole
can get.
Yeah, imagine people are saying,
imagine you go over to
someone I knew was using the Sharpie marker and paintbrush handles and fingertips, which were slightly bigger than that. Start out small and work your way up. He enjoyed being watched and dominated into stretching him out. Yeah, people are saying he's using the wrong lube, and that's why his penis hole can only get a centimeter wide.
Imagine
buddy. I mean, I don't know, maybe.
Comes over to your house, man, and a bunch of 9mm rounds fall out of the end of his dick. I'm sitting here looking at 10mm rounds and 9mm rounds, and I'm like, there's no way. Like, there's no way that would go
pretty
in.
Rough. Oof. Yeah, I closed out of that tab. I think that's enough for me.
Yeah, I think I'm good. And I think that's the end of the episode.
Well, thank you guys. I'm glad we didn't have an ad on this one.
Yeah,
Jesus.
I'm glad. Now, there's no way that they would let us do anything anymore with them. But
well, thank you guys for listening. It's been another wonderful week with you guys. If you are still tuned in, and if you like this, hey, show all your friends who aren't really familiar with this kind of stuff, and then tell them, hey, check this out. It's a great episode to start on. Thomas tries to make a parody song that's only names of vegetables, and then they try and figure out what vegetables are. And they talk about being fat and stinky
dildos.
And ruining their lives. And then they talk about dildos for like 40 minutes.
The kind that lay eggs into your butt.
Yeah. So thank you guys for tuning in. This has been Pendejo Time. If you're listening Patreon.com/PendejoTime gets you $5 a month, gets you an extra episode every week, audio. $10 a month gets you all that, plus a video episode every month. Right now, we're also putting out a free one, a free video episode every month, so check that out on YouTube. And if you like what you see, give us the $10. If not, hey.
That's okay.
Fair enough. Thanks for checking it out. And for $1, you can get access to our Discord, which all the higher tiers also get you that. But, you know.
If you just want to spend a buck and come fucking bark with the big dogs, that's what it'll cost you. One American US dollar. All right. Bye.
Bye.